99.3 Nigeria, in for a very good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. It's Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Jimmy, again, is... I had announced this before, but let me announce again for those that are just tuning in, maybe first time this week. Jimmy is on leave, he's on vacation, and he's taking a deserved rest, so he's going to be away this week and next week. While he's away, I would hold forth for him and make sure that we do justice to Daily Digest. That's right. So today is Debumi, right? But before we get into Debumi, I'd like to say a very big happy birthday, loud happy birthday shout out to Mrs. Lillian Ugochukwu. Mrs. Lillian Ugochukwu is clocked 51 years. Mrs. Lillian is the mother of our very own Uche Nwayocha.
Uche Nwayocha.
Happy birthday to you, ma. I saw your picture and man, you don't look 51. That's the kind of grace I want. Like, don't look your age at all. Just look very young, ever young. You know, that kind of gene that it just remains the same for years. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have fun. Hope you continue to, you know, living God's grace and all. So happy birthday. Uche, bring me my own rice, eh? All this thing I'm doing is for the rice. So, So let's get started on Daily Digest today. It's Wednesday, so as tradition, it's always Debumi on Wednesday here. And we have Antibumi's page here in the Vanguard with us, Debumi page. Antibumi, as Jimmy will always say, is an agony aunt that's been taking people's issues and advising them on their issues, all kinds of issues. If you've been reading Vanguard for some time, you know that, you know, it's all kinds of issues. Fancy Nancy is here in the studio with me as a guest this morning to help me, you know, bring some context to these issues this morning. Fancy Nancy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff. Good morning, Lagos.
It's glad to have you here, and I hope that we'll be able to do justice to all of these things.
We should.
Lagos, you can also be a part of Debumi today. We'll start with this first story here that says, should I take this break from my loveless marriage? So the story says, I'm going to read the story. After 26 years of marriage, I've fallen in love for the first time. I want to be with my lover all the time, but that seems like an impossible dream. My husband and I are both 52. For the past few years, he's had problems performing in bed. This other room became a chore, so we gave up. I realized in time I still wanted intimacy in my life, but didn't fancy dating just any man. Then my boss sent me on a training course. Fancy, listen though. Mm-hmm. It included two overnight stays, and that's when my love life fell into place. I went to the restaurant in the evenings and got chatted up by this wonderful man. He's 2 years older than me. And it was like we already met in a previous life. We made up that night. It was intense and beautiful. We hugged and parted the next day. He lives in the States where the course took place. And I returned to my Lagos base, but we still exchanged numbers and hoped for the best. We've texted ever since. It's hard to arrange, but we've managed to meet up 3 times. The other one is like nothing I've ever experienced before. It gets better each time, and we're falling in love. His wife found out about us, but did nothing. She has a good lifestyle. She won't throw away. She, however, informed my husband, but he too didn't make a fuss as a pressure to... Oh, yes. Like because he couldn't perform, so he didn't even make a fuss about it. He says, I want to leave my husband, but I have 2 daughters and he has sons. They are no longer children, yeah, but are still young enough to be hurt. Could I ever find a solution to this problem? Nancy.
Yes, she can find a solution to this problem. First, she needs to wake up from this dream. She's not in love. She's in lust.
Oh.
It's just lust. Because she just met this guy.
Yeah.
And you want to break up a marriage of, what, over 20 years because of somebody you just met? You have two daughters. You want to destroy your family.
But she's got needs, and her needs are not being met in a marriage.
Yeah, I understand that. Maybe the husband has some medical issues that can be taken care of with proper medication. Mm. So it's time for her to be supportive. Her husband and herself should seek medical advice, and I'm sure it can be corrected. At least they can assist them. Just because the guy has an issue now, you want to leave him for somebody you just met.
But how come the other two partners didn't even find any issue with that? I mean, you're wondering, like, why are they both seemingly cooperating?
Well, like she said, the lost
lady,
guy, the wife has a good life. I'm sure she doesn't want to give it up because her husband had a one-night stand or had a fling.
Yeah.
And her husband is feeling like, oh, he's inadequate. He can't meet her needs. And he's feeling down, like, okay, if she wants to take care of herself outside because he can't. I feel sad for her husband because she needs to support. And marriage is for better, for worse.
Yeah.
This is the time where she should be supporting her husband, get the help he needs and not leaving him.
But looking at this the other way, though, is leaving the marriage for the other guy the only way out for her? Because to me, it's looking like she doesn't want to be seen as a cheat. Like, she just wants to leave the marriage.
She's a cheat.
Wait now.
She's a cheat.
So, wait. So, don't you think that she just wants to not do this under the husband's roof? I mean, I'm not thinking that she's looking to, you know, settle down with this other guy. Mm-hmm. Perhaps she just wants to not be seen in that light. Like, okay, I'm going to leave this marriage and just be on my own. Mm. Then I can do whatever I want to do. I mean, she's human as well. She's
basking in that euphoria of La La Land. That experience she just had. She's not had that probably she hasn't had that kind of experience in a long time.
Yeah.
So she's just still feeling that whole vibe. By the time she actually leaves her marriage, you know, and goes to meet this other guy and sees his own inadequacies, and she'll begin to regret, like, oh, is she going to keep leaving a man every time there's a problem?
Mm. It's not that she's not going to settle with this other. It's not that she will settle with
the
this
guy
other.
Has a wife.
Yeah, so is settling down with him is a no-no, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that she's settling.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants to
move on.
To move on.
Mm.
To experience this other. It's not that, and I'm thinking that she's not ready to even have babies. Maybe she just wants to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what is wrong with that?
She could have fun with her partner if she's ready to be supportive. Like, there are some things they can use to assist themselves. Like, technology has made all that possible.
Yeah.
They've invented so many things that looks like what she's looking for.
Mm.
You know, so it's time for, I don't think she should leave her marriage just because her husband, and that's the only thing she complained about, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah,
that's
so I don't think it's enough for her to leave her marriage.
Mm.
She should help her husband.
I'm going to go to Auntie Bumi. Let me hear what she's got to say. She said, you are playing with the life and living on dreams. No, she said you're playing with fire.
Okay.
And living on dreams. In spite of all the emails and texts between you, you've only managed to meet four times.
Four times.
That enough to throw away your marriage over four? It seems more likely to me that you're using each other as a distraction from your lackluster marriages. Mm-hmm. That isn't unusual, but keep your eyes open in case this backfires.
She's 52. Come on, have some sense.
At 52, you know you can still have fun.
Yeah, you can, but, you know, be smart about it. That's all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear from Lagos on what Lagos thinks, right? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I'm wondering, you know, and to her, it's looking like the husband is not even trying to do anything about his situation.
The guy is feeling bad for himself.
Are we to blame the wife for the husband who's given up on himself? I mean, this is your wife's needs. You know that the wife needs this.
Yeah, I think psychologically the guy is just down. Because I know for you guys, like, that area is serious.
It's very serious.
Yeah, that's what...
It's what being
manly,
a man...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's feeling like, oh, I'm inadequate. I can't meet up. I can't do what I'm supposed to do as a man.
Mm.
So, psychologically, he's already down.
Yeah.
And she's beating him down.
She's compounding him. Yeah,
that's not fair.
It's not, Abby.
She's drinking.
Okay, well, let's take some calls. Good morning to you.
Adesheva on the line.
Let's talk.
Good morning to our guest.
Good morning.
What I would just say is this. pulling that man more into depression.
Mm.
Somebody is already down and you still want to put that person inside the hole. Yes, it's a basic need in marriage, but what is... I don't understand. See, but one thing I want to still say again is this. What if we turn the table around?
Right.
It's the woman that is having problems. What would the man have done?
Nancy, do you think the man should leave?
No,
instead of the woman leaving,
no,
do you think the man should leave the marriage instead? I mean, if someone is going to toy with your mental health, why stay?
If she keeps frustrating him, he'll probably get to the point where he's like, you know, I'm out of here because I can't take it anymore. Because there's nothing he really can do to help himself except he seeks medical attention, right?
Yeah.
So if she continues to make him feel like if it doesn't work out with this guy she went on a trip with, she probably meets somebody else.
Yeah.
And he gets to a point where he's like, no, I'm done. I just need to go help myself. I just want to stay by myself because for a guy, you're already taking his pride. Yeah. So it's... They won't need to help themselves.
Why? Something keeps telling me that it's always been bad. I mean, that aspect in their marriage has always been bad. For her not to have experienced this, according to what she said, it's really not... It's not been at that level that she... Because this is looking like the very best thing that could ever happen to her.
Yeah, like she hasn't had that kind of experience.
Yeah.
So... In marriage, I think people should be open to have conversations.
What should be top priority in marriage? I mean, let's start with the conversation that you said now.
Communication. Yes.
Mm.
They both should have talked about it when they noticed there was a problem and sought for help immediately.
Mm.
Maybe the guy knew he had a problem and he was just keeping it to himself because he didn't want to feel bad or, you know, for you guys, it's usually a problem to say,
It's a problem for guys to own up to these things.
You should have had a conversation about it, done something about it then when you first started. They probably won't be where they are today.
Mm.
So maybe they just didn't communicate. There was a miscommunication. She didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to say anything. They were just, okay, let's just manage the situation.
Mm.
And this is where it got them.
Yeah. Maybe the guy will get to a point that he will be doubting the paternity of his children.
You have a point.
I mean, look, it's a very serious issue with this couple here.
But she didn't say it wasn't working at all. She said it wasn't giving her what she wanted exactly.
Yeah.
Not that it wasn't working.
Oh, okay. All right. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Morning
to you.
Morning, sir.
Yes, please.
This Mori Tala from Lekki.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So sorry, Network did you in there. Sorry. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, you're on Nigeria Info.
Okay. Mm. Thank you. So just to contribute to the topic.
Yes, please.
Like you rightly said, men are always difficult. They find it difficult.
They do. They do.
To express themselves when they find themselves in that situation. And some majority of them, even if the wife, you know, is telling them or asking them to do something, they still don't find it easy to go along with
the plan.
Their wife.
Right.
You know, I work in the hospital where we find women are the ones coming forward to talk about it. And when they come, they show this nonchalant attitude.
The men.
So, you know, although the woman is about 50, but she might have been suffering inside before now.
Mm.
It's a pity that it's now that she wants to do something about it.
What do you think she should do? Leave her marriage or stay in her marriage and quit the other relationship?
For now, I would not advise her to leave her marriage.
Mm.
I wouldn't.
How about the other one that's giving her joy?
It's like your guest said. It's just for a time being. It won't last.
Mm.
It just take it or leave it. Maybe 2-3 months.
She said they are in love. Oh.
What?
She said they are in love.
What kind of love?
Thank you, madam, for calling me. Appreciate it. Let's take another story before we end our break. This is I was discussing this similar issue with Mary and my colleague earlier this morning around 7, and it's devastating. It's really bad. There's this trend on Twitter about a young lady who tweeted about her father violently abusing her mother. Well, this story is similar, you know, as well. Let me read it. This person says, when I first met my husband, I loved his strong character. He seemed so confident and assertive. But over the 9 years we've been married, he's turned into an awful bully. I have to do everything the way he wants them done, as it makes my life hell. He's very violent and bullies our two children from time to time. I have a fairly well-paid job and I'm desperate to leave him, but I feel I may be trapped in my marriage forever. What if he learns? What if he harms me?
That's a scary situation.
Yep.
But at least she knows she has to leave. There's this thing trending now, leave so you can leave. You know, she knows she has to get away from that situation, especially when it's affecting
the
children.
But she's scared. She's scared to leave.
It's always tough to leave your abuser at first. People need to understand that this whole thing, in this part of the world, we don't take mental health situations very seriously.
That's right.
They just tell you, can't you leave that place? Can't you get out? You just need to... You've been abused. It's been years of abuse. You don't just get up and leave your abuser. It takes time. You have to heal yourself first. You need to be mentally okay. You pack yourself up and leave. In her situation, because it is affecting her children, she needs to gather that courage to leave.
Let's talk about the red flags, you know, when one is courting or dating somebody.
Yeah.
She said it, that she loved,
exactly,
you know, this attribute that she called assertive. She enjoyed it at first, but then it now turned into something else.
Yeah.
Could this be similar to other people's cases where you see your guy just slaps you at every slight provocation while you're courting? You call it assertiveness, or someone keeps saying, always put this table here. Always, why are you so dull? And you think that it's assertive. I mean, at what point do you draw the line as seeing your partner as an assertive man or woman? Or a bully? I mean, how would you be able to tell the difference between being a bully and being assertive?
You see, we as women, we tend to ignore those red flags during the courtship period. We're like, he will change. He will change because we're in love. You know, they say when a woman is in love, a new mumu is born. Because we're in love, we just believe he will change. He won't continue, right? We ignore those red flags, and that's the beginning of some of our problems. So when they marry, you know, during the courtship time, everybody's happy. We're all chummy chummy.
Yeah.
But when you're in the marriage for real, like it's every day, it becomes a problem. It now moves from love to hate. The line is very thin.
Should someone love blindly? Because that's what I see.
I don't think anybody should.
But it's almost like people love blindly these days. It's not these days. It's been happening in the past, you know, from time immemorial.
But I think we're getting wiser now. Like, our eyes are... Love is not blind again.
The campaign is...
He wears contact. He wears glasses.
Yeah.
Love
is sharp
you
now.
You can see through.
With binoculars.
Exactly.
Let's take some calls. Let's hear from Lagos. We have like less than a minute before we go out. So if you can make it very short and straight to the point, we'd appreciate it. Oh, that call has dropped. So we're going to just hang up now and probably just head out for that break right now. When we return, we have some other stories here that we'll treat on Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, the Abomi edition. Let's head out, Lagos. We'll be back. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Africa's number one station for talk.
Law-abiding citizens would like to go about their lives without the fear of attack or people and dispossessing them of their possessions.
Justice makes perfect. You cannot be rusty and then go for a man.
For the biggest personalities.
Dr. Ibirunke Thomas joins us via Skype.
He's been selected for Forbes 30 under 30. His name is Ineoluwa Aboyi.
For the strongest opinions.
All AFRO has been saying is, implement the agreement and agree.
For the best sporting comments.
Inva need a miracle now, else they'll be knocked out.
They will be knocked out.
Will not be a punishment.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Enjoy the
creamy coffee taste of Cowbell Coffee. Round the clock, it's really delicious. Taste it and you'll love it. Cowbell Coffee. Taste the creamy side of coffee.
The window. I bet you know what for no cash out for this Dangote bag of goodies season 3 above. Yes, so just spell Dangote and your face become multi-millionaire inside part 1. For one-time winning, buy bags of Dangote cement, carry this scratch card and win sharp sharp prize. Inside part 2, to get star prize, carry this scratch card inside the bag, come spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. This one go confirm you to win 1 million naira cash. Shakam. And for part 3 will be the mega star prize. Carry this scratch card inside the bag, spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Here, you fit win 5 million naira cash. Conquem. If you pick a letter, wear Dangote Eagle Day on top. Make sure say you find letter O, wear carry Dangote Eagle logo. This awoof go end for October 31, 2022. Terms and condition day shao.
There's a chance that you have been to places where our business ideas are transforming the way you live your life.
There's a chance you're looking to enjoy lifestyle investments where we already have the edge.
There's a chance you share in our passion for affordable lifestyle experiences.
We are Purple, the diversified lifestyle investment portfolio that is shaping businesses and transforming experiences across real estate, retail and e-commerce, entertainment and family fun, residential properties, superior mixed-use facilities such as Purple Lekki, Purple Living, Purple Maryland, formerly Maryland Mall, and more. Don't be left behind. Embrace affordable lifestyle experiences that will keep you a mile ahead. Learn more at www.purple.xyz. The future is Purple, and the future is now. Purple, let's go further.
Noise in class?
Auntie, Brian said that the Bonvita school competition is back. We are preparing for it.
The Bon Factor is back? Okay, let's see your preparation. Drop a beat.
That's right. The Bon Factor School Talent Competition is back with up to 6 million naira to be won. To participate, visit www.bonfactor.ng. Bon Vita, strength to dream.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G. Oops! Sorry, I played that at 5G speed. Now, here it is at a speed you're used to.
With hyper-fast internet speed, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections and quality data sharing, 5G will give us amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, instant file downloads, smart homes.
Get ready to experience the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
Oh yes, people have been winning and you too can be a millionaire in the Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3 promo. Yes, spell Dangote and become a multi-millionaire. Category 1, instant win. Buy bags of Dangote cement. Pick up the scratch card and win an instant prize. Category 2, for the star prize, pick up the scratch card inside the bags to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E to win 1 million naira cash instantly. Category 3, the mega star prize. Pick out the scratch card inside the bags and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and win 5 million naira instantly. When you pick an alphabet with an eagle, look out for letter O that has the Dangote Eagle logo for you to win the Mega Star Prize. Promo runs till 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions apply.
Swisco to support their big dreams.
Swisco, power your dreams.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu,
Jimmy Disu,
right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
And we're back on Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. I am Sheriff. Fancy Nancy is here in the studio, and this is Dear Bumi because it's a Wednesday, right? It's 9:30 from our studio here, and we still have a couple stories to go. You're very free to share your thoughts on the previous stories that we've treated this morning. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. So let's take a look at this next story. An interesting one. This is from Buki, and Buki said, I got married because I was pregnant, even though I wasn't really in love with my husband.
Aww.
He's a good man, and I thought at 28, I was better off settling down. But I lost the pregnancy in the fourth month, and I wasn't even devastated. That she didn't feel bad.
Wow.
So this is why. Now I know I've tied myself to a man I'm not sure I want to spend the rest of my life with. We don't have that much in common, and there is no excitement in the marriage. I feel trapped, and I want to walk away, but my family think I should hang in there and try to make it work. Unfortunately, I don't feel I love him enough to try.
Family can't live your life for you. Just be honest with the guy. Tell your husband you're sorry. You know, you both lost a baby.
Yeah.
You're not very happy. And just go your separate ways.
I mean, is that bad that she didn't even feel bad?
Yeah.
She wasn't devastated when she lost the baby. That shows that she didn't even feel any connection with
exactly.
the guy.
She doesn't love the guy. She doesn't. And if she continues to stay in that marriage because her family thinks she should, she'll be miserable. She'll make that guy's life miserable.
Yeah. And she herself will be miserable.
Exactly. So she should just do the guy a favor, you know, and get a divorce and go to your separate ways, and they'll find happiness.
What if the guy is not ready to let go?
Is he playing? He doesn't love you. Why would you want to be with somebody that says, I don't love you?
So that's the thing with most people, especially in our environment here, because being married is some kind of like a status thing.
Exactly.
You know, and they don't want to be seen as someone who is incapable of holding down a husband or a wife. Right. Yeah. So what if he's not ready to let her go?
If a woman says to you, I don't love you, believe me, you will be miserable. If you want to force somebody to stay with you, you won't be happy. Why would you? Like, this life is too short for you to live an unhappy life. You have an opportunity to move on and find somebody that would treat you like a king. Don't stay there because of what people will say. A lot of us have, you know, gotten ourselves in a huge mess because of what people will say, because you don't want your mother's church to see you as a failure. You'll be unhappy. The church is generating revenue. They are moving on. They are doing stuff that makes them happy, and you're just in an unhappy marriage because of what people would say. Come on.
So what if she hadn't lost the baby? What if she had the baby and the baby is doing well and she still feels the same way?
It will be more difficult because she would remain in the marriage because of the child, but she'll be unhappy because she doesn't love the guy.
She'll feel trapped regardless.
Exactly. It will be worse. So I don't know if this is a good thing to say. I think losing the baby was sort of, I don't know, was that a good thing?
For her?
Yeah, for both of them. It's a sign that this thing won't work. You know, just cut your losses and move on.
Now, let's expand this conversation. So people go into relationships without even thinking that such relationships will end up in marriage, but eventually it may end up in marriage. Mm-hmm. And then they start looking back at their lives and be like, oh, God, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And people also go into relationships that they know will end up in marriage for different reasons. They lower their own... How do we put it now?
Happiness.
They mortgage their happiness. They mortgage their happiness for so many reasons.
Exactly. I get that.
What does that say about, you know, that kind of mentality? Because let's also be very realistic. Some people are pushing to marriage for what the society would say.
Yeah.
Their age, their family, this, their that. So many reasons. Mm-hmm. Well, it's looking like the society itself is causing more harm in the rate of unhappy homes.
Exactly.
What we just talked about now, domestic violence situation, and the rest of them.
Yeah.
Now, how should people like this handle the situation? Because it's possible that they feel that they may make it worse because they'll say, I did not like your father when I got married to your father.
But
look at you, I stayed. You are here now. You know, we tend to be pushing people into, you know, what they don't want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
How should people like that in that situation,
mm-hmm.
and they're listening to us right now, how should they handle their situation?
So over the years, our culture has promoted such, you know, kind of behavior, like what you were saying, like our mothers and our grandmothers would say, oh, I stayed, I wasn't happy, they married me off, I didn't even know him, but I stayed. They did all of that because they didn't know any better. Thank God for civilization. Thank God for education. We know better now. We know that our happiness depends on us to make ourselves happy. Nobody's going to make me do what I don't want to do.
Right.
You're not going to force me to stay in an unhappy situation because I'm afraid of what society or what culture, you know, would make me feel like. You can't keep a husband. You can't keep a home. I'm unhappy. You see, we have a lot of health issues because we hold a lot inside. And that's where we talk about mental health.
Right.
You're just suffering and nobody can see you suffering because you're supposed to be a certain way. And it also happens with men too. The society expects you to be a man. You're being abused by your wife. You can't say anything because you're supposed to be a man. Yeah. Now you know better, so do better.
So, and I see someone saying that, it's not happening anymore, but I beg to disagree.
Yeah, it happens.
It's still happening.
It's still happening.
People get married off even to today. I'm not even referring to the north that you see that happen mostly, but even in down south here, you see a guy from the UK that says, I want to marry somebody
Send me someone. May Lord abide.
It happens today.
Exactly. Some people marry, not calling any culture, but some people marry and they put a picture.
Yeah, you marry the picture. Yeah,
you marry the picture. Basically. You don't even know the guy. You don't know how he behaves. You don't know if he's temperamental. You just marry because they said, marry this guy.
I mean, Buki and Tipumi said that without love, there isn't much to hold in marriage. The fear of the unknown has made a lot of women, you know, stick to a loveless marriage that falls apart in the end. Since there are no children to consider, you and your husband are young enough to make a fresh start. Only you have to really talk to him about how you feel.
True.
Exactly what you said.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Or you can call 01277-0993, 01277-1993, 01277-2993 and 01277-3993. I'm heading to the telephone lines now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
This is my first time of seeing you with the Diablo. And you are doing it perfectly.
Hey, yeah, thank you,
The original guest you bring for us today.
Original guest, Abi?
Yes. I want you to, because madam, you'll be coming for us every time we need to do this Diablo.
Okay, now.
Because see the way she's giving you correct answers to all your questions.
I can see.
Are you getting it?
I'm getting it.
The type of people we want in this country.
Madam,
my name is Mr. Frank. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Frank. Thank you.
Anytime you come here, I will call and I will help you. I will greet you, yeah?
Thank you.
When you are going to the hold up, we'll not hold you.
Amen.
Continue. I love your analysis.
Mr. Frank, thank you for calling. Yeah? Good morning to you.
Hello, Chair. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is happiness for me, Krodi.
Welcome, happiness.
Yes. Sherry, for me, the woman should leave, like your guest said, because if she remains in that marriage, she'll be unhappy and she'll end up cheating on the man. So the best thing is for her to leave.
Okay. Happiness says the woman should leave. Loveless marriage. Good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear a thing. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good morning. This is Amaka calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
And sorry, good morning, Naef.
Good morning.
As regards the lady that is not happy in her marriage, well, it's a good thing in a way that she lost the baby. Because I believe nothing happens without a reason. And if she's not happy with the marriage, I would advise she leaves. Even if the husband insists on she staying, I'll advise she leaves. Because if, like Sherif asked, that what if she ended up giving birth to the baby and the baby is good and fine, she might see the baby as a trap for her to remain in the marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And she might, it might even degenerate to she and transpiring aggression on the baby.
Yeah.
Because this is the reason why I have not actually left the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So she's more or less like seeing a visible reason why she can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in a way it's good that she lost the baby.
Okay.
And for her to also be happy, to find happiness in life, I advise she leaves the marriage.
It's time to make to make the move. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. We'll take one more. Then we'll take a message on WhatsApp. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, this is Akibu on the line.
Welcome.
I will want that woman to consider what the owner of marriage institution laid down as regard to marriage guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are talking marriage on your own,
mm-hmm.
you are sinning against the Almighty God.
Okay.
And she should be able to divide Adam and Eve marriage and Christian marriage. If you are talking about Christian marriage,
okay.
the principle in the Bible ought to be analyzed, ought to be heard to people to follow, not just your own.
Okay.
For a woman to be jumping from one bed to another bed, or in the name of looking for happiness, or looking for a husband, happiness is driven everywhere. It depends on how you handle the person or the situation.
Okay.
I would want her to know that for any woman or a man to deliberately toy on their fellow man's feelings, only to want to leave them with the bad feeling, is a sin that is not forgiving.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Aigbe. You want to say something?
Well, the same Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct.
Yeah.
And she needs wisdom to handle this situation. The wise thing to do is make everybody happy.
Mm.
She's talking about considering somebody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually considering the guy's feelings because she knows if she stays in that marriage, both of them will be miserable.
Mm.
So it's a wise decision she is making to want to leave, to give the guy an opportunity to be happy and to also give herself an opportunity to be happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to WhatsApp, or maybe we should squeeze in a call. Let's take a call, then we'll go to WhatsApp later. Good morning to you. We can't hear you clearly, sir.
Hello, good morning.
I'm really sorry. You're going to have to call me back. Huh? I'm sorry. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Morning to you.
Sorry, please. I want to comment on the last story.
Please, go on. Go on.
Please, my name is Paul. I'm calling from the Gandhi.
Welcome.
You would
have to turn off your radio first, huh?
No.
Please turn off your radio first before we can talk to you, okay?
All right. You know, love, you can define it in so many ways.
Okay.
To me, to start with, I would say the woman to win the marriage.
Okay.
For the happiness of the guy.
Hmm.
Is the man that's going to find happiness, not even the woman.
Hmm.
I'm telling you the fact. If you like, call the woman from now, maybe sometime from now, you understand, after leaving the marriage.
Yeah.
Is the man that is going to get happiness. My happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice is the woman to leave the marriage.
Okay.
But meanwhile, the Bible, let's just discuss from the Bible perspective.
Quickly, please,
it's
quickly.
The job of a man to love.
Okay.
Not even a woman. The woman is to honor.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
So talking of happiness, no. That means no happiness at all. That is not love, sorry.
Okay.
You say you're looking for love. No, love.
Oh, eventually. We lost your call. 944. Let's take this one here. And it's quite interesting. The person says, good morning. Talking about red flags, I married my now ex-wife based on the fact that we had the same values. She was gentle and always looked up to me for making decisions in our relationship. Fast forward to years on, she started misbehaving and following all the feminist views. She doesn't listen to my views again and always goes against things we normally just agree on before. So sometimes it's not about the red flags. Some ladies change also. So as a man, how should you handle that? This man is handling, is saying that, look, you could have all the right values with that individual, but in the marriage, they just flip.
Yeah.
And how should the man or a woman, let's put it in that context, you know, handle such a situation?
If he's going to be totally honest with himself, I'm sure he noticed something.
Yeah.
During the relationship.
So it's not possible for someone to just pretend all through, 100%.
How long are you going to... Some people are very good at pretending, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But at least she would have probably just slept just once. You would have seen something just once. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, even though you ignore it, you know that you saw something.
Mm-hmm.
They can't pretend forever. Like, you can't stay in character for too long.
Yeah.
You will sleep one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if in case the person does stay in character and you end up marrying the person and the person flips on you, like I said, communication is very important. If you begin to communicate that you're not very comfortable with this attitude or the behavior the person is beginning to exhibit and the person is not willing to change, do you.
Okay, just do you.
Yeah, do you.
I'll take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good morning, the guest in the house.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice program, right? I'm interested in the program.
Thank you.
And concerning the topic on ground that we are contributing, I think in that kind of marriage, that shouldn't even be called a marriage in the first place.
Okay, okay.
Because there is no understanding of both each other from the onset, and there is no reason for them to even be together.
Okay.
The best thing their family should even force them to be together, the best thing for them is to split. And I really want to say this. I think the way we are handling this particular issue, I don't always like it. Like, I think we should much more concern about coming together in the first place, knowing the reason why you want to come together, instead of us always, handle the issue of aftermath. What is happening now? Just get divorced. Get divorced. It's not working. Get divorced. I think we should focus on how people come together.
How the beginning. The genesis.
Foundation. Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, because it's not enough for us to always say it's not working now. Go out. It's affecting the whole lot of things. Seriously, that's just my
opinion. But see, you've made a very valid point, Nancy. I couldn't agree more with this individual. Like, people, we need to put, and that's what Olumide always says on his show on Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. Like, you have to pay a lot of attention to when you're dating somebody.
Exactly.
That's where the real issue is.
Exactly.
But it seems like what you hear these days, I mean, there's a lot of relationships in trouble. And you're wondering, how did everybody just sleep while dating themselves and then suddenly just wake up now? Or people would just change, like that person said.
I think the common question I hear when people go for counseling is, was it like this in the beginning?
Yeah.
Because they expect you would have noticed that this is how this person was and you agreed to go into this relationship with the person. So it's very, I completely agree with him too. It's very important for you to be very observant from the beginning. And also, like I said, communication is very important. From the beginning, let there be a mandate. You know, have a blueprint of what you want. Are we together in agreement? This is what I want out of a relationship, out of a marriage. This is what you want. Are you willing to do this? So that we know.
For fear of losing that person, you will hide, you know, what you can put up with, what you can cope with.
Say, e.g., your boyfriend smokes when people were dating.
Yeah.
Then after marriage, you'd be like, I don't like this, you're smoking. Like, you've been seeing him smoke. If it was a deal breaker for you, you should have said it from the beginning. Like,
that's right.
I don't want to be with a smoker. But you just like, okay, you're in love. He's maybe after the marriage, he won't change.
He will mature when
exactly.
He will mature when we marry.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Funny enough, I have another story here on booze, that's drinking, but let's take a few more calls. Okay, we lost that. Let's take another one. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
This is Jeff from Apapa.
This is who?
Jeff from Apapa.
Joel.
Jeff.
Joy.
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Okay.
Jeff, please, I want to ask a question.
Oh, yeah, ask.
How can a man deal with a family and keep his marriage? Because in this situation, it's not all about the human attitude. It's all about the feminine attitude. Because according to the man said before, he agreed easily in something. Now it's between our view and his views. So for me, I'm asking a question right now. How can a man, in this present generation, deal with a feminist and still keep his marriage? Because according to the last time, police are taken for the only for the women. Because it's like a man decide to bring the dig down. That is when a feminist marriage will work.
That is my own point of view.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. You're cracking me up real bad. There's nothing like feminist marriage. That's number one.
The wife is a feminist.
And I think Jeff got the understanding of feminism completely wrong. I think he got it completely wrong. And for the guy that wrote stuff, I think it was just trying to fault feminism. He too got the, I mean, whoever the wife is who she is.
Yeah.
It is not because of feminism. If anything, everybody should be a feminist, if anything. If only we all understand what feminism is all about, basically. It's not the way it is. And there's nothing like feminist marriage. That's really cracked me up. It's 9:51, so I need to take this. I want us to take this story here because of what you said earlier, Nancy, about smoking. So, this person, Palumi, says, I think my boyfriend has drinking problem, but he insists he doesn't. I love him so much that we seem made for each other until he gets drunk. I'm 26 and he's 28. We've been together for a year and I stay at his flat most weekends. After dinner, most evenings, we share a bottle of wine. Then he gets out the whiskey and can't stop. That's when he changes. He shouts at me, smashing glasses and plates. The next morning, he'll be crying and saying, "He's sorry."
Oh, Lord. Mr. Sheriff, you see, addicts and denial, it's 5 and 6.
Yeah.
The first thing an addict will say to you is, "I am not an addict. I am not a drunk. I'm not drunk." For how you know somebody's drunk is when the person says, "I'm not drunk." When you are at a party with your friend and you're looking at your friend like, "Are you drunk?" Like, I'm not drunk. What do you mean? I'm not drunk. They are drunk. They are high. They are high. I think the guy needs help. You know, he needs to first
accept. Should she stay with him?
Well, it depends on how bad. Like, he hits her, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not good. Nobody should be in an abusive marriage. It's not healthy.
No, she didn't say she. She said that he shouts at me, smashing glasses and plates.
Ah, that's dangerous. Smashing glass. What if he hits her?
Hmm.
You know, what if he smashes her on a glass?
I think it'll eventually get to him physically assaulting
exactly.
her.
Exactly. Yeah. So if it becomes an abusive marriage, please. Run.
The good thing for them is that they're still dating.
It's a relationship.
She's 26, he's 28.
26, he's young, and you will find somebody better.
She should just move.
Somebody is breaking plates. Boyfriend is already breaking plates. Run.
An ordinary boyfriend.
Ordinary boyfriend. They have not put a ring on it. At it take off. She's 26, she's young.
Yeah, she is.
Don't let people tell you, "Oh, you must marry me before you." No. Like, your happiness is your own. You're 26. Your boyfriend is breaking plates and glass because he's drunk. He will break you one day. And he's denying that he's not a drunk. He doesn't even want to accept that this is what is going on with him so he can get help. Rono.
She should move.
Take off.
Okay. Let's hear what Lagos thinks. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Paula.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I should continue with this topic this far because, you know, let me just discuss marriage generally.
You can talk about anything.
That in our society.
Yeah.
Uncle Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am.
It's so alarming now that most women, they want freedom. Over freedom. I'm a woman. I've been married for the past 20 years. Initially, when I started, that freedom thing I really wanted, I would fight my husband all the time. I'll fight him because I wanted freedom. I left my home because I wanted freedom. Forgetting that as a woman, I need to bow to somebody.
I'm really sorry, Madam Paula. Nancy, no, we have to go. Okay. Nancy, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Mr. Sheriff.
Oh my goodness, this is so sweet. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.